Chicago mystery writer Eugene Guy Izzi wrote about what he knew best, the Chicago mob, on the streets of the neighborhood where he grew up. After a few years working in the lakefront steel mills, he turned to writing mysteries, sometimes using the pen name Nick Gaetano. The dozen volumes he published since 1987 sold modestly, but were praised by critics and attracted interest from Hollywood. Last Saturday, Izzy's body was found hanging from the window of his Michigan Avenue office. While the death appears to be a suicide, friends and colleagues are dubious, and Chicago is buzzing with speculation about Izzy's demise. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
It was a worker in a high-rise across the alley from Eugene Izzy's office in a downtown building who first saw the body hanging from a 14th-story window. Police and firefighters showed up to find a locked door. They broke it down and discovered the body of the 43-year-old writer hanging by the neck from a rope tied around the office desk. There was no suicide note, but the scene suggested foul play. Izzy's pockets held brass knuckles and a can of pepper gas, and he was wearing a bulletproof vest. The writer's pockets also held transcripts of threatening phone messages, allegedly from right-wing extremists. Izzy had written about the radical right before and had been threatened with hanging in a letter to the weekly Chicago Reader newspaper by an angry skinhead who he'd allegedly caricatured in a novel. The story of the mystery writer who outdid his art in death set loose a flurry of speculation in Chicago's bars, bookstores, and local media. Did Izzy commit an elaborate suicide, or was he executed? That speculation has infuriated Izzy's close friend Andrew Vax, the New York mystery writer. He rankles at the public guesswork of people who didn't even know the man.
Probably the thing that offended me the most was some person saying, well, after all, Guy Izzy, although of course he called him Eugene, as people who don't know him do, wrote, quote, fiction, unquote, therefore he could never be in danger because fiction wouldn't make anybody mad enough to kill. Well, anybody who writes that, maybe their experience with crime is having their lawn jockey stolen in Winnetka or something. But I write, quote, fiction, unquote, and I know damn well about threats.
The threat of violence has become part of the crime writer's job description. Sarah Paretsky is a Chicago mystery writer who didn't know Eugene Izzy and won't speculate on his death. But she does say that when one writes about characters who live outside the law, there's always some danger and some fear.
The book that I'm working on right now, for instance, has some radical right Christian group in it. And I'm a little nervous about my depiction of that because these are people who do go murdering doctors at abortion clinics, for instance, if they're honked off at them.
In a 1990 interview with the Chicago Tribune, Izzy said that if it hadn't been for the good luck that lifted him from the forgotten bungalows of Chicago's Hegwisch neighborhood, he too might be living at the edge of the law. I've had every break you can get, he said. By rights, I should be sleeping in a cardboard box on Desplaines Street. But I worked hard, and now people are telling me you're important. And that's the kind of respect I've been waiting for my whole life. Writer Andrew Vax says Guy Izzy deserved that respect and wishes his colleagues would show more of it now. Eugene Guy Izzy is survived by his wife and two sons. His final novel, titled A Matter of Honor, will be published in April. I'm Rick Carr in Chicago.